WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Welcome to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. We have an incredible show for you today with two bright leaders in our community. This is the place where we shine a light on local companies who are doing the right things to support their people, going over and above for their customers, and contributing to the community in a powerful way. It's where we demonstrate the correlation between doing good and profitability. According to a recent Forbes study, when given the choice between two similar brands, 71% of consumers will purchase from a purpose-driven company over the alternative. And those numbers go up if you're looking specifically at the millennial or Gen Z market. Creating a culture that supports the community and causes that are important to you can't only attract clients, it can attract talent. And depending on your industry, that may be very important to you and your business growth. If you have a question, a topic you're interested in, or know of a company who deserves some recognition for their generosity, please let me know. Reach out to me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. We have two amazing guests for you today, and the topic has to do with turtles. I am a huge turtle fan. I would like to consider myself a turtle whisperer, but I think that might be overstating it. But I am very excited. We have Tracy Vreeland, who has worked with Santee Cooper for 6 years, handling media relations, customer relations, and social media. She's a former journalist, mom of two, and like me, loves to be outside whenever possible. And there's also Ranger Ann Malis Wilson. She's the interpretive ranger at Myrtle Beach State Park. She oversees park education programs and resource management projects on the park. She's helped to protect sea turtle nests in Horry County since 1994. I've worked with Ranger Ann as a sea turtle volunteer for a few years now, and I'm always amazed at how knowledgeable and passionate she is about helping sea turtles. So I brought her on to share a few tips for how you too can help save the turtles. But first, let's start with Tracy.
So Tracy, how did Santee Cooper get involved with sea turtle protection?
We have been involved since at least 2010. That's as far as I could find, but it may go a little further than that, in Georgetown County. And then in 2012, we started working in Horry County to shade hotel lights, because it makes sense for Santee Cooper to be involved, because to partner with Scoop, because the hatchlings get confused by the lights on the beach, and they're supposed to be following the light of the moon. And so by sheltering those lights, they don't get as confused and they can go towards the ocean. And so we've been working with Scoop now for many years, and they do a lot of the sea turtle nest. They watch for them, they record them, they do all of that stuff. So we provide some information for them to give out to people. And then we also provide stickers that anybody could get just to raise awareness that you need to leave those beach lights low.
I think Anne is going to be very excited to hear the way that you're talking about it, because you know exactly why you're doing what you're doing. It's awesome. To know why is super important. But to give a little bit more about that why, Ranger Anne, would you be able to supply our listeners with some tips that anybody can do? It doesn't have to be a big initiative from an organization like Santee Cooper. Every single person can make a difference, right?
Right. As I like to say, this year I've said, everybody can be a volunteer if you go to the beach. It is so easy to help out sea turtles. From the time, just as a day use visitor, you can It's fun to dig holes, but fill them in when you're done so it's not an obstacle course for sea turtles. Smash in your sandcastles so, again, it's not an obstacle course for sea turtles. Whether a 300-pound mama is coming ashore to lay eggs or a little tiny hatchling that is going to the water for the first time, you just don't want any obstacle courses. You know, take away all your chairs and things. So, again, it's all about obstacle courses and safe passage. Mm-hmm. But also, and a lot of people have a harder time with this one, but keeping your dog on a leash. You know, a sea turtle doesn't know that a dog is or is not a potential predator. A sea turtle is coming ashore or coming out of that hole for the first time, and any, you know, thing that is going towards them could be a potential danger. So keeping a dog on a leash is really important. And then, like Tracy said, is watching your lights at night. And that includes cell phones, flashlights. All that can prevent a sea turtle from nesting or can have a hatchling, a little baby turtle, go in the wrong direction.
Mm. Now, something that the volunteers do, and I know everyone out there can do, has to do with litter. So do you want to share a little bit about
litter.
Anne's like, can I get on my soapbox for a moment? Yes, you may. Go ahead.
There's just, unfortunately, so much litter on our beaches and our oceans anymore. And it's, you know, I've been in the area for 30 years and we've been picking up trash for 30 years and there's still trash out there, but everybody can do their part from watching just the little, you know, when you take off a bottle cap from your bottle or whatever to plastic, just blowing in the wind or a plastic bag, you know, be conscious of the trash that you have. And maybe a step further is reduce your use of plastic, because sea turtles, you know, our loggerhead sea turtles are state reptiles, South Carolina, 200 to 300 pounds, but they have the brain the size of a peanut. And if they see a plastic bag floating in the ocean, it's going to look very similar to a jellyfish and they could easily, you know, chow it down for a nice tasty snack. So it's a great way to just reduce the potential danger. There's just use a different type of bag, reduce your use of plastic, and have less plastic in our ocean, which would be the main goal, which is going to be a happy.
We do a lot of beach cleanups as a group at Santee Cooper, and you do see a lot of plastic straws. And I know people think that that's not going to make a big difference. But when you do a beach cleanup and you see them everywhere, it's a lot of plastic. And a lot of our turtles that end up in the South Carolina Aquarium end up there because they have plastic in their digestive system. Mm-hmm. So I think they just released one maybe in the past year that they had to work with for a while to get all the plastic out.
Yeah, it's really devastating. And we're talking about turtles today, but it's really for any of our sea life creatures. It would be very beneficial for everyone to get involved. Now, Anne, is there a way, if somebody who is listening right now wants to learn a little bit more? I know you do educational programs. So would you like to share a website where they might be able to get some additional information if they want to learn more?
Mm-hmm. You could. There's a couple different places. You could visit both Myrtle Beach and Huntington Beach State Parks. We do sea turtle programs. Depends on the time of year, what programs we're doing, or if there's any actual beach activity that we're doing, like nest inventories, which I don't think we have time to get into. But there's also, like, if you have a favorite beach all along the East Coast from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, you could go to seaturtle.org and you could find out how many nests are at your favorite beach, how they're doing. And it's kind of real-time data. So you could see, like, South Carolina has about 4,700 nests this year. And you could see, you know, that Huntington Beach State Park has, I think, 33 nests, 32 nests, something like that. And then Myrtle Beach, we have our whopping 2 nests. But, you know, you can just kind of see what's going on and at your favorite beach at different states, which is kind of neat.
It is. And I do encourage everyone to get involved because, you know, one of the things that we talk about here on the Humanity of Sails is just awareness. Becoming aware, looking for moments of humanity. So this is a very easy opportunity for everyone to get involved, to start looking around and to teach those that are coming up behind us, our kids, to do the same thing. I find that when people are walking along the beach and picking up trash, those kids, they see it and they're like, well, what are you doing? And they ask questions and then they start to do the same thing. And that's really what this is all about. Now, I know we're going to be going to a break in just a moment. But Anne, you do have, if you have before you head off, we're going to come back on the other side of the break with Tracy to talk more about some of the other initiatives with Santee Cooper. But is there anything else, like a call to action beyond what we've already talked about? Or if you'd like to share a little bit more about some of the things that you're passionate about as it comes to the sea turtles, you have about another 30 seconds to do that.
I think sometimes we get lost in the weeds of it's too hard to make a difference. And it's just so easy that you can get into the habit, like, you know, just have fun digging your hole, fill in your hole, keep your lights off. It's just, don't make it harder than it really needs to be. You can still have fun at the beach and make a difference. Mm-hmm. That's how easy it is. Don't get lost in the weeds. Don't get lost that I can't make a difference, because you absolutely can every single time you go to the beach.
I love that. It's a very important work. And Anne, thank you so much for your time today in providing some suggestions and tips for our listeners. And Tracy, we're going to be coming back with you on the other side of the break. Everyone listening, it's a quick break, so stick with us and we'll see you on the other side.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
My name is Heather Grezik, founder of Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. Meditate in motion with intentional slow movement aim to improve focus, balance, and overall well-being. All ages welcome, no equipment necessary. Get class schedules and more info on our website at www.myrtlebeachtaichi.com. That's www.myrtlebeachtaichi.com. Bringing people together in a positive way for centuries. Try Tai Chi, first class free.
Are you in sales or sales leadership? Then you won't want to miss this next sales adventure. On October 9th, Heather Hanson O'Neill will be providing a half-day sales training program. Release old assumptions that have been blocking your success and replace them with strategies that help you confidently attract better business relationships. Of course, it has the heart of humanity at its core. Email us at heather@thehumanityofsales.com for more information and a registration link. That's heather@thehumanityofsales.com.
Welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. Now, before I bring you back into our guest conversation, I'd like to share with you a save the date. I mentioned in a previous show that my newest book, Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales, is launching this fall, and that we're going to be having a launch party. Do you want in? Well, why don't you save the date? For November 26th. More information will be coming, but I want you to be able to have that date available, November 26th. It is going to be so much fun. And now back to our amazing guests. We were talking to Tracy Vreeland of Santee Cooper, as well as Ranger Anne Miles Wilson of the Myrtle Beach State Park. She had provided us with some tips and some suggestions on helping the sea turtles. Yes, you too can help protect the sea turtles. And I just want to take a moment before diving back into our conversation with Tracy to remind you of the website where you can get some more information about the programs at Myrtle Beach State Park or some of the things that Ranger Anne was sharing with us. So you would go to southcarolinaparks.com/Myrtle Beach, and that will get you there. So now let's come back and learn more about what Tracy and Santee Cooper are doing. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, good. So I know that we talked a little bit before the break about light pollution, right? And that that's one way that Santee Cooper gets involved. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the sea turtle protection in particular?
Sure. We work with Scoop pretty closely and provide them with the pamphlet that they give out to anybody who's interested in sea turtle protection. So we work with them on that. And then we also have stickers. If anybody wants a lights out sticker with a turtle on it, all they have to do is go to our website, santeecooper.com, and they can get one of those stickers and just help raise awareness.
That's really important. So I'm going to repeat that for anyone, santeecooper.com, and you'll be able to just ask for that and get a free sticker. That's wonderful. And the pamphlets, I think that's important too. I know that sea turtle protection is just one of the things that mm-hmm. Santee Cooper does. And so how else are you helping to provide a sustainable future?
So there's quite a few things we do. We encourage our employees to volunteer a certain amount of hours every year. So a lot of those is in beach cleanups or you know, we do a lot with Keep Conway Beautiful here in town. So that is one way. We encourage our employees to all volunteer. There's 1,700 employees, so that's a lot of volunteer hours. And I love that about the company. That was one of the things that attracted me to Santee Cooper. We also have Red Cross come in, and you can donate blood right here at work, which is also a big selling point for me, so I don't have to go out, make the appointment, do all of that.
Right.
But as a company, we are also very sustainable. So the Granger plant, we tore that down quite a few years ago. And I don't know how often people have been out there, but if you see it now, it's original wetlands. Like, it looks really nice. And that was because our employees went out there and planted native plants and tried to bring that area back. We are going to give it to the city of Conway, who planned to make it into a park. So to go from a coal plant to a park is kind of an amazing transformation.
It certainly is. I love that. And that the employees got involved in doing that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't something we had to do. It was something that our employees wanted to do. So that was pretty amazing that, yeah, we weren't legally tied.
Yeah, it's not like somebody said, you got to do this. It's different. You know, intentions are good because it just shows that it's part of the culture, right?
Yes, absolutely. And even with the coal plants that we do still use, we have two, one in Georgetown and one in Cross. The byproduct from that is gypsum. So that gypsum we use to make wall board. Actually, our Winyah plant in Georgetown has the gypsum plant right there. So we can just send it over on a conveyor belt and they make wall board. And then there's some gypsum that's not really good enough quality. And we provide that to the peanut farmers. And they can use that for their crops. So that's another neat thing that we do with our gypsum.
Yeah,
we do recycle just about everything. So gypsum's one of the things. But that was another thing that surprised me about the company when I got here. It was how we recycle everything.
Yeah. Where did you come from before? You said you started, what, 6 years ago?
Yes, I was a journalist, and then I worked for a public relations agency or an advertising agency doing public relations.
Gotcha. And so this was part of what drew you. And that's part of the humanity of sales is sometimes it's really hard to attract good people, right? And so one of the ways in today's world that you can attract people is by having a culture like this, where you're like, oh, this is what I want to do. I want where I work on a regular basis to make a difference. And so I wanted to just point that out. It drew you, and I'm sure it has to other employees.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the main reasons was the volunteer hours and the Red Cross and seeing the things that Santee Cooper does in the community. We have an education department that teaches little kids about the safety involved around electricity, not only what our line techs can do, but what they can do to stay safe. So there's always something, you know, career fairs, schools, whatever we can do to provide the community with information about what we do here. But also we encourage our employees to volunteer in places that they care about. So I'm on the board of Community Kitchen, for example, and I don't get pinged for leaving at 4 o'clock to go to a meeting. It's part of what we do here. We serve the community.
Oh my gosh. That is the culture that I'm talking about. That's wonderful. Because it's one thing that, you know, we're doing this together, this one initiative, but to be able to allow people that individual heart-centered contribution is very unique and special. And I think that it has another good draw for everyone there. So you do that. I just wanted to come back. You mentioned to the Red Cross and there is, I believe, another really severe blood shortage going on right now. So I'm glad to see that you're doing that and you're bringing them in. That's wonderful. Anyone out there who didn't realize that and you are spurred to go and donate some blood, I'm sure that they would very much appreciate it.
Yes, and we're open to the public. When they come here, the public is also welcome to come and donate at our office.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they're here every 56 days. So as often as we can give, we do.
Now, do you you have that as well on the website that you announce it ahead of time so people can...
I usually announce it on our social media.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so people can connect with you and Santee Cooper by following or liking on which social media would you recommend?
Facebook and Instagram are... Mm-hmm. Some of the most popular. We also have X and LinkedIn. So any of those platforms would be great. We would love for you to follow us.
Excellent. I love that. Now,
and you can see a lot of what we do in the community on those channels as well.
You know, talking about drawing people, are you looking for people right now or no?
We have an employee page. There's with all the departments we have, this is something people may not realize about Santee Cooper, but we also have water plants. Mm-hmm. That serve the Lowcountry. And then we have jobs from financial analyst to engineer to line worker. So there's all different aspects of what we do here. We have environmental. And they do amazing work. There's jobs for so many different career options. So that's always listed on our webpage. It's just hard to keep up with because there are so many different things.
I bet. No, don't worry. I don't expect you to know all of them because it's probably revolving all the time, I imagine, right? Yeah. So set that website again for anyone who's just coming on listening is santeecooper.com. You can get a lot of great information there. Now, I mentioned in the beginning of the show the importance of humanity of sales has several different parts of it, right? There's how we're contributing to the community, which what we've been talking about here on the show mostly, but then internally, how we take care of our people and our customers. So do you have any examples of how that applies for Santee Cooper?
We do. We have a CEO right now who is very involved in that all of our employees are celebrated. We have a Do Something What Matters event every once in a while where we get a couple food trucks in and like some cornhole and just some games. And we spend an hour for our lunch break, you know, out there hanging out together and spending some time together and seeing, because we do work in so many different departments, being able just to spend that time together and celebrate each other. I think that helps a lot. I really do.
It does. I agree with you. One of the things that I found in the top companies in the research that we've done is a recognition that when you take care of your people, then they take care of the customers and it all flows, right? That's how it comes back. Very much about karma, right? You do the right thing, it's going to come back to you.
That's right. That's right.
And so anything as it relates to serving the customers that you want to point out?
So when I was new, we got a Facebook comment. And I remember the person I was training with, she was like, oh, we got to find the answers for this. And I was like, we answer every comment? And she was like, yes, yeah, everything a customer asks, we respond. And so that always left an impression on me that, you know, if they have a question, we're going to find you an answer.
That is amazing because, you know, when you get to larger organizations, that those things get lost. They fall through the cracks, right? And
yeah,
I'm so
and we
glad that
serve
you focus.
2 million people across the state between either directly or indirectly, and then with our water plants. So that is a lot of people.
It's so a lot of communication.
I was impressed. I really was. And so I've been able to, you know, we all keep that going, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, communication in general is, I think, one of those ways that you're expanding humanity, you know, listening, asking people what they need, what they want, and then listening and responding. I mean, it seems so simple, just like we were talking about with Ranger Ann earlier in the conversation, that it's a lot easier than you think. It's just a matter of activating it, right? Doing it. And you're doing it as Santee Cooper. So I love that. Do you have any good stories before we close out? Anything else that you'd like to share?
I think I shared
okay.
a lot.
You did. And if anyone out there is listening and you're wanting to know a little bit more about Santee Cooper or about the sea turtle protection or about the blood drive or any of the great things that they're doing, go to santeecooper.com. And we love to keep, you know, keep track of how people are doing. I do want to let any of your listeners out there know that we are actively looking for more stories, more organizations in the community that you're like, oh, wow, they just went over and above. It was an amazing customer experience that I had. Let us know about that. Or if you had a challenge, but they were able to turn it and turn you into a loyal customer. I love that too. Or if there's something that you're passionate about and you'd like to shine a light on it, let us know. You can reach me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. Check us out every Sunday at 10 a.m. And Tracy, thank you so much for the great work that you're doing, that Santee Cooper is doing for our sea turtles and for the community overall. You are appreciated.
Big thanks to our amazing guest today, Ranger Ann Malis Wilson of Myrtle Beach State Park and Tracy Vreeland of Santee Cooper. They were fantastic. And definitely put it on your calendar to listen next week, 10 a.m., October 13th, right here on Hot Talk 99.5, because we have a special Women Lifting Women episode of The Humanity of Sales. I'm bringing Tammy Hardy on to co-host the show with me, and we have two incredible local business leaders. Jess Kern is owner of Interior Vision Design Studio. She uses her passion for design to remove the stress out of your home building process. And Michelle Griffin, who is the director of branding for Winslow Law and a salesperson for Fully Promoted. You put these dynamic women together in a room, and who knows what's going to happen. Be there to witness it next Sunday.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales. Brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.